5. Fine Arts. Listen to a discussion in an art class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Another major 20th century art movement in the United States was pop art. Pop art is any kind of art that uses commonplace objects or images, like, say, a ketchup bottle or a postage stamp. Now, one of the best ways of understanding pop art is to compare it to the art movement that came before it, the Dada movement. Let's start with some similarities, shall we? You should recall that the Dada movement developed in opposition to the high art of the times. Traditional artists were concerned about things like beauty and technique, but not the Dadaists, right? Remember, the Dadaists liked to use common objects, like stools or bicycle wheels, and they arranged them in ways that didn't take much artistic skill. At least, not in the traditional sense. So, where was I going with this? Oh, right. So, in this aspect, pop art was very much like Dadaism. Both movements rejected traditional high art. They did so by making masterpieces out of common objects or popular images. But the two movements also had their differences. Somebody tell me what the Dadaists wanted to show by using everyday objects.
They wanted to show that society was ugly and rotten.
Exactly. They were criticizing society for its excesses and wastefulness. But the pop artists embraced popular culture and the objects it produced. They didn't criticize things like processed foods or photos of Hollywood stars. Instead, they celebrated them. And unlike Dadaists, whose pieces were often somber, the pop artists created art that was playful, even silly.
1. Listen to part of the discussion again, then answer the question.
Pop art is any kind of art that uses commonplace objects or images, like, say, a ketchup bottle or a postage stamp.
Why does the professor say this?
Like, say, a ketchup bottle or a postage stamp.
Two. Listen to part of the discussion again, then answer the question.
You should recall that the Dada movement developed in opposition to the high art of the times. Traditional artists were concerned about things like beauty and technique, but not the Dadaists, right? Remember, the Dadaists liked to use common objects, like stools or bicycle wheels.
Why does the professor say this?
But not the Dadaists, right?
3. Listen to part of the discussion again, then answer the question.
So, where was I going with this? Oh, right. So, in this aspect, pop art was very much like Dadaism.
Why does the professor say this?
So, where was I going with this?